Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Soul Sisters Show with host Sue and myself, Anne. And today we have Thursday, September 30th, 2021. So we are well into the autumn, at least in this part of the world, right? So in some parts of the world, they have springtime. So we can envy those, right? Having a nice time, looking forward to summer. But anyway, each season has its pleasure and good times. We are a live call-in show, so you can call us at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers, dial plus one before the number, and you can call in for questions, get a free mini reading live on air, just chat with us about today's topic or anything spiritual, or share a story with us. We'd just love to talk to you. If you want to talk with us live on the show, please remember to press 1 so we can see in the queue that you want to come on live with us. And if you don't wish that, that's okay too. Just a reminder. You can listen live and text chat with us during this show and all our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And if we have anything we want to share with you, any link or anything, we always post it in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And I'm Anne, coming to you live from Stockholm, Sweden. We have autumn here for real. I don't know how many degrees Celsius. I think it's around 10. Cold. We have rain today. So I could wish for a little bit of a sunshine. And on today's show, we will talk about how we use our etheric gifts. How we use our etheric gifts. Plus your calls for questions and mini readings live on air. And we just love to talk to you. So call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. Or join us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. We are always a live call-in worldwide radio, broadcasting today's show from Arizona in the U.S. and Stockholm, Sweden. So, as I mentioned, on today's show, we will talk about how we use our etheric gifts and what is that. So stay tuned so you get a good idea what that is all about. Plus your calls for questions and mini readings live on air. And if you don't want to call in, you can just join us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And you can also listen live on the player. And if you haven't listened to us before, we are the show that just love to talk about the Akashic Records, soul realignment, healing modalities in general, and of course, sometimes even, you know, things that are going on, because we are living in a little bit of a strange time, and in a spiritual sense, there are some clues sometimes that we love to bring up. And we are live calling worldwide radio. We're very proud to say that we have listeners in 30 countries and growing. So we cover all continents. Thank you, everyone, for listening to our shows. And we really hope you enjoy it. And we are so honored that you want to do that. And once again, you can call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers, dial plus one before the number, and you can call us to share a story with us, chat with us about the topic or anything spiritual, ask a question, or get a free mini reading live on air. And if you want to be on air with us, please press one, so we know that you have that intention and you want to actually be live with us on the show. You can also join us at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. There's a chat room in there. You can even ask questions if you want to in the chat room, and you can listen live on the player on the same page. You can find us on YouTube. Just search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube. Subscribe and like our videos. Now let me bring on my co-host for Soul Sisters, Sue, all the way from, I'm going to state this again, I don't know what weather it is, Arizona in the U.S. Hi, Sue, how are you?
I'm good. Actually, it's quite beautiful. So now we're coming into the time of year where it's like 80 degrees or less. It's very nice, Sissy. And then it's getting cool at nighttime. So we tend to open the windows at nighttime now to get the fresh air, you know, because we were sealed
nice.
Up all summer long, you know, with air conditioning. So it's nice to get the fresh air. I did, however, look up your 10 Celsius. So here that would be 50 degrees. So I had looked that up
okay.
for you. Were
thank you.
Say. So,
that's
yeah, that
cold,
is great.
Right?
Oh, yeah. We would be freezing at that temperature here. That would definitely be cold for us.
But for Sweden, you know, it's nothing, really. 10
yeah.
degrees Celsius is still plus.
Yep.
I can tell you when we reach minus 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, that's not
that's,
fun.
No, it's a little bit harder to. There are some people who actually enjoy, but I'm not one of them. So I love
yeah.
sun, you know, sunshine, hot weather, things of that nature. So,
yeah.
But anyway, there's still room here. So it's a great time to get your spot in the queue. Call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers, dial plus one before the number. And a little tip from Soul Sisters, if you are calling from abroad, it's very easy to call with Skype. So that's an option. And having a subscription for the U.S. in this case is usually not a big thing. Or you can even have, I think you can have like, you pay something and you have minutes that you can bring on. But you can also, like every time, you can join us at scrollsofthesoul.com/live, scrollsofthesoul.com/live, where you can listen live and text chat with us during our shows. So we are happy to answer questions in the chat room as well. So don't hesitate to do that if you don't want to call in, or maybe it's a little bit difficult because you are not in the same country. So we welcome you over there as well. If we have time, we will answer the question actually on the radio so you can hear it, and we can see when you are typing. That's a very good way of doing it. And if you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we do offer professional personal readings, and you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And we very recently started to have something called premium chat, and that means that you can call us per minute. You are only charged for the actual time you talk, if it's per minute, phone calls or even text chat. So you can go and find us if you feel interested. And, of course, you can find out everything there is about Scrolls of the Soul Radio at scrollsofthesoul.com, scrollsofthesoul.com. And we just love to talk to you, so join us live on air. Call in at 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 213 943 3587 and press 1 to talk with us live on the show. Or as we mentioned before, you can also text chat with us at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. Now, before we move on with today's show, I know that my beautiful Sissy wants to remind us what we talked about last week. Sissy?
Yes. Yes, I do. Actually, last week was a good one. I kind of find this one interesting because I think a lot of people had this happen. What we talked about last week was downloads and upgrades. Did you feel it when it happened back in November, December of 2020? And that was a unique experience because I know a lot of people around the world felt something shift or change. And even some kind of went through the dark night of the soul. I know that had occurred as well. And it was all around the planet. So it wasn't just here in the States per se, it was everywhere. And with that,
yes,
I also noticed one other thing we didn't get a chance to get to, but I did notice that a lot of purging of the earth, we tapped on it a little bit, but a lot of purging has gone on, a lot of flooding and rains and water happened, as well as fires. You know, there's been a lot of fires,
yes,
as well. And that's very much a part of this energetic shift that went on. There's this cleansing that went on with it. So, and other people didn't feel a thing or didn't notice a thing, and that's absolutely okay. But a lot of people did and didn't quite know what it was they were sensing. And for us, it was a positive shift. What came out of it was very positive. And it came into the etheric for a lot of us. So
yes.
It
did.
Go ahead, Sissy.
No, I just said it did.
It did.
Yes.
So with that being said, if you didn't get a chance to listen or you weren't with us last week, you can go to scrollsofthesoul.com/past and listen in to that episode. And I would just like to also say thank you to those around the world who are listening in. We really do appreciate that, and we like to, you know, let you know we honor that too. So thank you very much for doing that. Okay, so with that being said, we'll get into today's topic, which is kind of interesting itself too, which is how we use our etheric gifts. And I think more and more of us, like I said, are, since that shift had occurred in 2020, I think a lot of people are now wanting to understand how they use it and, you know, what is it? What is the etheric gift? And how I can put it, just to basically kind of start the conversation, would be to say it's a knowing thing. You know, we have this knowing, and we don't doubt what we know, we don't doubt what we hear. So it's about tapping into that knowing and not questioning. And I think at first, when you are coming into this arena, you do tend to question, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But once you have that understanding and that knowing, it's just there. You start to really hone in on a skill set that we all have, right, Sissy? All of us have.
Yes, we all of us have it. But it's a choice we have. Sometimes maybe it's not why we come here to delve into that part. We are coming for other experiences, so there's no right or wrong here. But many who are living these days, as light workers have come for this reason, actually, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. And that's why I think if you weren't sensing that about yourself before, you definitely did during that time, you know, during November, December of 2020, you definitely were starting to understand some of it. And one of the things I think that's really important as far as being in the etheric is about the ego. That's the other aspect of this. And it's not always easy, you know, to stay out of the ego, because the ego, I think, is a natural tendency for all of us, tend to kind of naturally go there. But I think in a lot of ways, we have to be completely mindful of that, you know, because it can come off very rude or arrogant, and that's not at all what we're about. So definitely be mindful.
Yes, I fully agree with that. You know, it's exciting when we start to develop these gifts, or even during the journey, you know, new things are coming. You dig deeper, you see new things, other things are coming. And it's very human to feel exquisite and special, and we all are. We are unique and exquisite and special, but it's equally important to remember that we are all a part of the puzzle here. So it doesn't mean that we get all the answers correct. We sometimes, as a psychic, you know, you can get information and you can understand things, but you understand through your own filters, if that makes sense. And
right. It
may be that you see things, it's actually going to be just as you say, but you don't see it maybe as it's going to be if you take a picture after, if you have a vision, maybe there's going to be difference. And my theory is because of our filters, but it's also how we are being given the messages, because sometimes angels, guides, spirit, whoever is communicating with us, the universe, anything we get, energies, information, it's coming to us in a sense so that we can understand it, right? It doesn't mean it's going to be picture-like or, you know, exact the words or exact dates or something. So it's a good thing to be open-minded and know that information coming through can have a different timeline, maybe in the time frame, but make it a little bit bigger, for instance.
Right.
I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it does. And what I would add to that is how I understand it, and how I, this is just me personally, interpret this and the being in the etheric. One of the things I've been told throughout this process is that it's not my gift to keep, let's say. This is something that's not mine. This is something that's been bestowed upon me. And that is where, if I go into the ego, that can easily be pulled back. Okay? So that's the part where those two kind of come hand in hand. While it's mine in the present, you know, in the physical body, it's not mine to keep. It's mine to share and to use appropriately, especially with healing, you know, especially with healing. There's a certain thing about healing that occurs when you come into Reiki, as a for instance, and a lot of people have different modalities as far as healing, but there's a certain energetic thing that occurs when you receive Reiki, and it's quite special. But you learn over time that you're using something that's been gifted over to you, that's been handed over to you. It's not a package, a physical package, let's say. It's etheric. But with that, right, you have this. Go ahead, Sissy.
No, I wanted to add to that, actually, because we claim that we use tools, right, when we are doing our thing. We may just do it as it comes, the information. We may use automatic writing, cards, pendulums, crystals, whatever we have. And they are all tools. But here's the good news. We are a tool too for these gifts. Does that make sense, Sissy?
Yeah, very much so. Of course we are. And that's where it goes in line or falls in line with, you know, it's not ours to keep, it's ours to manage. And like you said, we ourselves are the tool. And that's the best way of putting it, quite honestly, Sissy, because like I was saying, just with Reiki alone, right, you are receiving something that's being gifted over to you that's thousands of years old, and you are to be responsible with that, okay? And that, I think that's very important. And it's always heart-centered, you know. It can't be, you can't do something out of malicious intent, because that's not going to work. It may in the short term, but in the long term, you know, there's going to be a lot of good karma, let's say, if it's out of malicious intent. And I think most of us in this arena, anyways, we do it. It's out of love. It's out of that love for humanity.
Yeah.
And it comes from a deeper place, right?
Yes. And, I want to mention something. Because, you know, when we, an example of using something in a bad way, in a negative way, is to do spells for someone. That is manipulating someone. So we can pray for someone, but we always add for the highest good of all involved, right? Because we, as incarnated here, living beings here, we don't have the whole picture. So it's important. It goes very well aligned, in alignment with what you said. It's not our gifts to keep. So we are the tools. So we are not the all-seeing eye. So we don't have all the answers. But if we just give what's coming without trying to alter it or change it, that's going to be the purest we can do.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Well, yeah, and that falls in line with trusting the information we receive, right? So we, you know, when you go into doubt on the information, that's where things can become wonky and not make sense. If you have that full faith and that full trust in the information you receive, it's heart-centered, it's pure, it comes from that knowing place, it comes from that place of love.
And here's another. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead, please.
You go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to say I get very eager because I love this topic, and you know, when we give information to someone else, for instance, something we have been given, we don't need to understand it actually. If it's not for us, we don't need to understand it at all. It has to make sense to the person receiving it. So when we try to grasp what the message is all about for someone else, that's when we most likely are going to be a little lost every here and there, because we try to figure it out. We can't. So when we just give it away as it comes, that's when it's going to make sense for the other
person. And believe it or not, that's also ego-based too, right? So when you're trying to understand the information you get, that's your own ego getting in the way. So if you're trusting the information, right, you're not going to do that. And believe us, you know, we've come across things over time with clients where you had to take a step back and go, oh, wow, type of thing, right, or that information might have seemed kind of far out there, but then when you present that information, it makes perfect sense to the person you're presenting it to. And that, again, falls in line with trusting the info and understanding that we are interpreting it exactly as it is, not as we want it to be, right?
Yes.
So... and I think when you get to that stage, but that could be on any level in life, right? So any aspect in life, I think it first starts with ourselves and knowing ourselves and understanding who we are, and knowing that, and this is where, you know, it could sound ego-based, but it's not. It's that knowing and then expressing that to someone falls in line perfectly for someone when they're receiving that information. Then you know you have not stepped into judgment, right? Because that's another aspect of this, is to not judge, right? Because
yes,
when you're judging something or you're judging information, you're no longer in that space or that
objective
place that's pure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and believe me, you know, we'll definitely come across things where, you know, you take that minute and go, oh, wow, that's interesting. But you can't focus on that. You can't put energy into that, because once you do, you are stepping into judging something. And once you do that, then you're completely heading down the wrong direction when you do that, wouldn't you say, Susie?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, something, it's about, you know, just being persistent on continuing and grasping how it comes for each and every one of us. And it changes during the course of time as well. So it's not going to be still in a certain way forever. So because this is a path, talking about the spiritual path, where we are transforming continuously. So by that I mean we are continuously changing and seeing things. We change perspective, we change perception, we change how we think about things, because we question those things. And I wanted to mention something, because you talked about the dark night of the soul, Sissy. That
yeah.
can feel really, really, really difficult. I have been going through that in the past.
Yep.
And it took me quite some time. That was right before I got help from a woman in the U.S., actually, and you helped me to find her. Thank you
mm-hmm.
for that, Sissy. It was
yeah.
quite a few years ago. It's like when you try everything you know, but it's not working. You can't
right.
progress. You can't proceed forward. So you don't really understand what's going on. At the same time, like everything in the world is happening right now. So for things, we have said this many times before, for things to change, there will be a huge amount of energies in the movement. So basically, we need just to detach ourselves from stepping into things that are from the past, because it remains in the past. We are merely being shown those things so that we can move along. If you have something that's interfering with you very deeply, yeah, that's something you need to work with, because it's affecting you. And that's where, for instance, soul realignment comes in, or things of that nature, clearings and things like that. And having a dark night of the soul, you know, it's like having a feeling that you are at your lowest, you are at the bottom, can't reach any lower. There's
yeah.
no other level down there, so to speak.
Yep.
But the thing is, it's not actually, we experience it as a bad thing, but it's the soul emptying itself and changing. We can't, if we are not releasing things, making new choices, change perspective, let the illusion fall, that's when we can't change. So it's a part of the transformation. And
right.
as they express it, the dark night of the soul, it can be felt very, very, very heavy. But
yeah.
when we resist, that's when we're going to stay there.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Right. Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. And I think, you know, that would be a great future topic, actually. I kind of like to delve into that a little more, because there was, you know, something
yes.
along that same thing, you know, I had experience
it
too,
is.
But yeah, Yeah, I think it would be a great future topic. So,
It is.
Yep. Okay. Well, it looks like we've reached the bottom of the hour, Sissy. Wow. Time just flies by, you know, when we get on something we like to talk about.
I know, but we're good today. We are exactly at the bottom of the hour, on the minute. Great job.
Thank you.
So, everyone, thank you so much for listening to us. And I have a few quick announcements here. You can call us at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number, and there's still room in the queue, so we just love to talk to you. Call us. If you call in, remember to press 1 if you want us to bring you on air live with us. Otherwise, we won't do that. And if you don't want to talk with us, that's okay. I'm sorry for that. You can also listen live and text chat with us during our show at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And if we have any link or any information we'd like to share with you, we always put it up there in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And on today's show, we are talking about how we use our etheric gifts and what are the etheric gifts, actually. It's interesting. I love this topic. And we take your calls in a little bit here for questions and mini readings or chatting with you or whatever you wish. So if you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we do offer personal professional readings. You can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And we are proud once again here to announce that we have listeners on all continents, all over the globe, in 30 countries, and we are growing. So thank you so much. We are honored. Our next upcoming show here on Scrolls for the Soul Radio is next Thursday, October 7th, 2021, with Soul Sisters show and host Sue and myself, Anne, talking about soul realignment. Why do we continue to come back here? Yeah, that's an interesting question, isn't there? So I'm making a joke like I usually do. So if I can pick and choose next time, I'm certainly not coming back here. I'm just kidding. And we take your calls for questions and mini readings live on air. You can keep yourself updated on our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. You can find past episodes at scrollsofthesoul.com/past. And you can find a time near you for the broadcasting. It's always 10 a.m. Pacific time in the U.S., but it changes a little bit around the globe. And we are soon in October here coming into changing from summertime to wintertime. So you can find information about the times and follow a link at scrollsofthesoul.com/broadcasting. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for that. We are a live call-in worldwide radio broadcasting today from Arizona in the U.S. and cold Stockholm in Sweden. So now I could state that too, right? You can find us on YouTube. Just search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube, and please subscribe and like our videos. And now let's get back to the show. Sissy?
All right. Yeah. I'm here. Okay. Are you ready for callers? I'm going to go over and grab a call.
Absolutely.
Hello,
caller. Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kim from Ohio.
Hi, Kim. Welcome.
Hi, Kim.
How are you?
Good. Thank you.
What can we do for you?
My question is, I've been aligning and manifesting a long-term partner for myself. I've never been married, and I would like to have someone in my life. So do you see anything holding me back or blocking this from happening?
Yeah, just as soon as you said it, I saw blocks. Like, but what was weird was the blocks I saw were actually children's blocks. You remember those?
Those the wood ones?
Blocks. Yeah, the wooden ones. Yeah, that came in. So I'm interpreting that as something associated with childhood because they came in that way visually. I could see them. They're not, they're kind of laid out on a floor, and that's how I see them. So my interpretation would be it's, there's definitely some blockages there from childhood. But I think you know that already. I won't go any further than that. I just think there's something connected to your childhood. So, let me ask Anne to dive in and see what she sees. Sissy?
Hi, ladies. Hi, Kim.
I
have the same sense, but for me, it's coming up like the road bumps from your childhood is coming up like perception and sometimes ideas. Have a look at what you, how you think about meeting the one that would be perfect for you, because I feel that is the key for you. But it usually is for most of us, simply because we have, even if you have worked a lot with it, it's a continuous thing. And every time we get an insight and we get an understanding, we dig a little bit deeper. So I don't feel that there are too many. I feel you have done much work, actually, and it's just a little bit. It's just like a few things, like why do you want, and do you have any kind of perception how this would be? Do you see the person? Are you seeing how a relationship should feel like more than seeing someone specific? Things of that nature. But I have a feeling you are still a little bit here in that phase when you are clearing that out. You're working with it. So pay attention to dreams. Pay attention to signs around you. And if you feel triggered by something, that's a great key. So it's a blessing, even if it doesn't always feel like that. The blessing is that if we are triggered by something, that is what we need to kind of figure out. And it's also about just have a look at it sometimes and say, okay, I see that I have been doing this in the past, but now I'm going to, how do I really want to be when it comes to that question? What are my values? I don't know if that makes sense.
Yes, I've been talking to someone to help me sort out from the past and how I want a relationship to be, because I haven't had that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. You know, there something else came up, Sissy. You said that came in when you started talking.
Yes.
So, Kim, what I got actually was a clearing. So if you're interested in that, you can go to scrollsofthesoul.com/Anne or scrollsofthesoul.com/Sue. Feels very much like something needs to be cleared on the etheric level. So if you might want to consider something like that, I would just advise you go over to our page and either look for Anne or myself, you know, to further
mm-hmm.
this for you. You know, that's your call, but we always like to give out that info. Yeah, there's definitely something that's got to be cleared. So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Can you hear what it is?
Yep. Well, that's where we get into some stuff. That's why I said go over to, if you'd like to further that, you can go over there and kind of take a look. And that can be discussed further. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a blessed day, Kim.
Thanks. You too.
Okay. Bye.
Blessings. Thank you.
Are you ready for their next call?
Yes. Shoot.
Okay. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, ladies. My name is Wendy from California.
Hi, Wendy.
Nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet both of you. And
thank you.
I'm 70 years old. I live with my sister in a downstairs apartment, and it's customary for the manager to do an annual inspection. And last year, we were pretty much going to move, and we started packing boxes. There are boxes all over the apartment, neatly packed. But then we decided not to because of COVID. And anyway, when they did the annual inspection, they called the boxes clutter, and then they had some housekeeping things they wanted corrected, like a deep cleaning for the bathrooms. So we're hiring professional cleaners to come in next Tuesday to take care of that. And I'm hopeful that when they come in, we have until the 13th. So we'll probably invite them in maybe around the 10th or so. And I'm not going to bring up the boxes. I'm going to hope that they are very happy with the changes we've made regarding the professional cleaning. And will they, the boxes are not a fire hazard. They are very far away from windows and the front door. Not an issue like that. And they're neatly packed. So will they, by the grace of God, not bring up the boxes again and just let us keep the boxes where they are? Because I cannot afford to pay movers to move them out and pay storage on top of what we're currently paying. So will they be, will they say everything is fine regarding the apartment with the cleaning that was done and just leave the topic alone and about the boxes?
Unfortunately, I wish I could say yes to that, but I very much feel like they're a stickler for all of it, and that they're gonna. Is there any way that those boxes just could be moved off and then moved back on, so where when they come in, they see that they're not there, and if you need to get them back in, you get them back in, because I feel like they're going to definitely gig on that, you know, they're going to be sticklers about that. So if there's a way that could just be moved out of sight, is there someone else like there in that same area that would be willing to like hold them for a day and then they get moved back? Or?
No, there isn't. I'm going to continue to pray to God. I actually sent an email to the assistant manager, and I asked him to be very clear about everything. And he never mentioned the boxes in the email. So I sent it back, and I said, thank you for the details. So my understanding is you're more concerned about this. This is what you're really looking at. The professional cleaning, et cetera. So therefore, I'm hopeful that we don't have to worry about the boxes and that the cleaning is the main issue. He never answered me, but I have the wisdom to know to be polite and receptive.
Yeah.
So
right.
With that
well, I mean,
in mind,
you can also make them invisible. You know, put that intention that they are just invisible to the person inspecting too. Like just put that energy out there that.
Well,
they don't
Marissa. Marissa is the apartment manager, and she is not a very nice person at all. And John is the assistant manager, and he answers to her. But his tone seemed to be a little bit warmer and more friendly when we interacted. It was actually text messages. So, is there a chance that they might just leave us alone regarding the boxes since they're not a fire hazard?
Let me see what Ann has to offer here as well. Sissy?
Hi, ladies. Hi, Wendy.
Hello. Hello.
I get basically the same as Sue. So it feels like there is something that you can do about this. I was shown a picture. I don't know if it's reasonable or not, but they showed me a picture of maybe you can just put some screen in front of that or something, or like it's not going to show. And something else came. I don't know if it's going to, it doesn't always help. It helps sometimes. But you can, in a spiritual sense, put up a sign. That's not a sign that's going to be shown. So you can imagine that you put up a sign there saying, this is invisible, like just like Sue said. That there's another route. Because I feel also that because they already one time had an opinion about that, my sense is that because Spirit says it's not the right time, so the timing is probably like, are they coming after October 18th or are they coming before?
They are scheduled to come over no later than the 13th, but we plan to get the deep cleaning next Tuesday and then invite them over maybe around the 7th, a week early.
Okay. Okay. The reason I asked you is because now we are in something that affects us differently. Some are more sensitive and some are not affected at all. I'm among the very sensitive. So we are in Mercury retrograde, and it's not anything bad in essence. It sounds very bad, and it's not the planet going backwards either. It's just a combination of things and how the planet is seated, so to speak. It is this time around, because I answered questions about it yesterday, so that's why I know. Usually astrology is Sue's area. Maybe she can give us a little hint here. But it's coming around, it's Libra also connected. Libra is a very sensitive sign. So Libra is more about emotions and relationships and how we relate to each other. And remember, relationships can be like colleagues or business relationships, you know, it doesn't always mean it's going to be family or romantic ones, right? So there, you have a relationship with these people. Mercury is also very connected to communication. So, and things that are technical. So it means that computer systems, even your fridge, things can just kind of act a little bit weird. They may stop functioning and they may start all functioning a day later again. So it's a weird energy. Don't let that frighten you, but it's a good thing to remember. And also when it comes to communication, it's very important to be very, very clear. My sense is that it is a little bit likely if you can have it somewhere else, or if you could have them coming after October 18th when this energy is stopping. I don't know. It's your choice. I'm just giving you what I feel. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. It actually does. But anyway, I think it's smart for us to invite them over before the 13th so we can say, and I'm not going to bring up the boxes. And I think they'll be happy with the professional cleaning and to say as they're leaving, okay, so we're done and everything is fine, you know. And hopefully they'll just say yes. And will it be John that comes in or Marissa? I pray it's John.
Okay, I'm going to see, and then we can ask Sue what she's seeing, if it's John or Marissa. I have a sense it's Marissa, actually. I don't know if I'm correct or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got Marissa, too. Yeah, I got, like, tough one.
You know what? My sister and I really would like to move, but we've got 6 more months on the lease. So another option I might say to them is, well, actually, we are aware that you could rent this apartment for $500 a month more, which would make you very happy, and we would prefer to move. We would need to work on finding a place. So with that in mind, could we do that without any black mark on our rental history? Would she might possibly go for that?
Yeah, this seems to me, the energy I'm feeling from her, like this stickler for procedure and documentation, and as if everything has to always be in perfect order, where the male feels like, yeah, you know, we can kind of let something go. That's what he feels like. So I don't see that happening. I hope I'm wrong, but she feels like a stickler for everything. Like it has to be this way, and that's the way I'm trained, and that's what they expect of me, and I follow what they expect of me, you know, type of thing. I hope I'm wrong on that. I really do. But I get that sense of just someone who's a stickler for dotting the I's and crossing the T's.
Yeah. I have to add something. I have a sense, as you said, Wendy, that with the cleaning, they're going to be overly happy with that. They're going to agree to that. I'm just concerned about the boxes because they already have their mind on it, so to speak. That's the only thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it doesn't necessarily mean they would bring it up like each time, but I agree with Anne on that it is like a sticking point for them. But like Anne said, you know, put it out there in writing in some form that there is something blocking that visually, that they're just not going to see it. I mean, I would go to that level if need be, you know.
Okay.
Praying
well,
is not a bad idea either.
I will start the affirmation that whoever comes in, whether it's Marissa or John or both, or Dave and his man, that the boxes are invisible.
Right.
And not
invisible, and they're not seeing them. That's on you. You'll be surprised sometimes at how that can occur, you know. So,
All right. And also, I've been searching and searching for a desk that I could, I hope to get employed again at the end of the year, early next year, for remote call center work. And I found a beautiful desk. There's only two left. And then I found like another filing cabinet that would be great for art supplies. And then a beautiful chair. And I got a price quote on that from Wayfair. Will I end up getting these three items, and will I be thrilled with them, and will they fit?
Well, I see them as separate items coming. That's how I see them. So it's I'm getting that sense that it's one at a time thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it comes down on a financial, comes down on the financial side for me. That's how I see it. So it's one item at a time, and eventually you will have accumulated all. Okay, that makes sense. So it'll be the main item you want, and then the next item. It looks to me like eventually one smaller item like might go on sale separately because they'll have some of those, more of those left over.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how it looks for me.
All right.
Maybe Anne may want to. I don't know if Anne has any more. She wants to contribute.
No, I didn't see.
No.
I didn't actually see anything. I just feel you're correct. You're spot on.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Wendy, I've got to wrap it up, love, because I have other callers. Good luck with all of it. And keep us informed. Let us know how it goes. We're here every week at the same time.
Thank you,
curious
lady.
Curious to see how it all goes. All right.
Thank you, lady.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, Sissy, I will grab our next call.
Yes, please.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Victoria. I'm calling from New Mexico.
Hi, Victoria. How are you?
Hi, Victoria. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going in New Mexico?
I have a question. I'm being harassed by two women who, I had a falling out with one of them, and then she went to the other one and told the other one all the stuff I was saying about her. So now they're, like, out to get me, and I'm wondering if you feel like it's going to let up or, like, what you feel is coming.
You know, it's strange, too, because before I came over to you with our last caller, I was getting some really high pitches in both my ears, really high pitches. And I knew it wasn't for my last caller, Wendy. I had a feeling it was for someone else. So this is like screaming type thing. I got a lot of screaming, and that's why both my ears are like this high pitch, you know, really big high pitch. I don't know if that's happening, but it feels like that's what's happening, this kind of rah, rah, rah screaming energy, targeting. It feels very much like targeting. Yes, energetically, this has got to be cleared. Like, something's got to be cleared because they're not letting up. Like, they're not going to let up. It's kind of like a wild animal going after its prey, and then another one comes in, and now they're both, like, picking at the meat and fighting over the meat. This is what this feels like. This feels very bad, you know?
Yeah.
Chewing at it, like pulling at it and chewing at it. I quite honestly would be my recommendation as far as this. This isn't going to let up, and I think you need some help on this end. But that would be your call to make, you know, and that's where I would recommend you go over to our website and put in scrollsofthesoul.com/Anne or /Sue. Because this feels like there's something else that needs to be worked on. But I am going to ask Anne to join in while I see if there's more I can kind of resolve. It feels very messy to me.
Okay.
Yes. Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
I'm here. Hey. It's usually when we have people, they want your energy, so they are after your energy, and that's what happens when people turn around and become a little bit nasty, because this feels nasty, right? So you can do what Sue said. You can get help. It's your call, because that can help to clear the energies around so that you feel like you are in your own space. You're not being affected by this. You can also try to do some things yourself. Sometimes that can take quite a long time, but it doesn't mean it doesn't work. So what you can do, for instance, avoid to step into their drama. So if they try to drag you in with comments or trying to do things, it's easier, so to speak, if they are talking directly to you. It's more difficult if they are talking around you, because that's when you can feel like you can't really do. But you can respond to that too. You can just try to shield yourself. And Archangel Michael is a good help to call in, because what happens when people act in this manner is that they are creating cords. These cords are sticking on you. And that becomes something that creates blockages and road bumps and a little bit chaos sometimes for us, for you in this case. And I want to explain to you, everything is energy. So when you and I are talking right now, we have energetic cords going back and forth. That's normal. We create this all the time. But we don't have an emotional attachment. We don't have anything to argue about. We are not in that place. So when we close this conversation, the cords are going to go away, right? But when we have people who are putting a lot of effort and energy and focus, it can feel like they are throwing daggers on us. I don't know if that makes sense to you. And that is where it's difficult. For yourself, what you can do, just try to ask Archangel Michael to come and help you cut the cords in all existence of time and space for the highest good of all involved. It's not going to change, because we can never change the other person, right? They are not going to respond in a way that you would like, no matter what you're going to tell them, because they think they have the right. So what you can do, and what Archangel Michael is doing, he's helping you to cut those cords. Because if you can see visions of energetic cords when they are attached to I've even seen years ago on myself, they are kind of growing and they can become really thick because they are fed with energy, they are not being cut off. We need to ask for it. It's not about the universe punishing us, but we need to ask for everything we need to be done. That's the only reason why they can build up. And when we ask, it means that we have become aware of it. So basically, if you turn to Sue and me, we would help you to see where the problem lies, and we do a clearing, and that would help you to feel like you are in your own. It's like placing yourself in your own bubble of energy. So anything coming towards you, we kind of just change direction and go somewhere else. It's going to get right down into the earth. It's not going to stick on you. I don't know if that's...
Can you guys pick up on anything else around the situation other than the energy and the clearing part, like the actual, like what you see about these people? Or...
Yeah, I do, but that's getting into some stuff where, like Anne said, you know, you'd have to contact us. I do very much so, and that was a part of the pressure and the screaming in my ear. This is very ugly. And like I said, you know, this is something I could further, but that would be getting into if you're looking for that, you know, if you're looking for assistance with that, that's where you would go to schoolsofthesoul.com/Anne/Sue. There's a lot here. There's a lot. And I know there is because you feel it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, please. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay. No, I sense this is coming as a power struggle. It has come to the point when the lady who started this with you and the other one, I can see an attitude, having a sense that she's right.
Yep.
She's not going to give in. She feels very, very stubborn. And, you know, everything is energy again here. Stubbornness can be a good thing if we are using it in a good manner, but this is not used in a good manner. This is used to justify herself. So it feels like she's sitting on top of you for herself. In essence, she's not doing that, but that's her perception. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And the other one that's kind of along with this, that's kind of, it's like one's the pack leader, the wolf pack, right? And we have the leader, which is the one Anne is talking about. And we have those behind that follow the leader. So there's one specific who instigates and starts the attack. And the other one comes in, kind of follows. The other one wouldn't do this by themselves, but because they're a team, more or less, and there's one dominant one here, and one who's following the dominant one. That's what I'm seeing. But it's not pretty. That's for sure.
Right.
And I know you know that. It sure isn't pretty.
You feel that there could be a falling out between these two because one of them has someone around them that, you know, has domestic violence. And
It's like eating each other. Like eventually when they run out of food, they eat each other. That's going to be a little while right now because you're the center of the target.
Right, but how long do you think it'll be? Like a month, 2 months, 6 months? Like how long till they turn on each other?
I don't get a timeline. I get an evolution, like an evolving of things that evolve because of circumstances. Because there's something else that comes into play here. It's further down the road. And again, like I said to you, I don't want to get into any more because that's where Anne and I, we start doing more specific type stuff. If you're interested, like we said, go over to the page and look for either one of us, her or myself. I would advise you do that, but that's purely your call, you know. We're just here to do small mini readings, you know. We do about 5 to 7 minutes. So
this, you said there's going to be like a third party. or something that's going to disrupt
something
all.
Else coming in. Yeah, something else is also a part of this. I'm not going to go any further than that. That's what I see, something else coming in.
Okay. I have to chime in just to say I have a feeling that I can't see anything more than Susan's either, but their mindset and their energy and how they are acting and the way they perceive things around them and the justifying of self, yes,
yep.
It's going to make them end up fighting each other. So it can come about fast. It can take a little bit of a time, but that's where I see this coming as well.
Yeah.
They're both so unstable, and they flip on a switch. Both of them do. So I feel like one of them could say the wrong thing to the other, and then they could get in a blow up.
That's
and
a
right
possibility.
Now they're focusing on me.
Yeah.
Right now they're focusing on hurting me, but like, this is my last question. Do you feel they're going to involve my family, or is that just a threat because they've threatened to involve my family?
I think they would go to that level. I honestly do. I think they, but because one feeds off the other type of thing, it's about encouraging the worst,
mm-hmm.
you know, bringing out like the
yeah.
worst in someone. That's what that feels
yeah.
like to me, bringing out the worst and then thriving
right.
off of that, you know. So they
mm-hmm.
kind of, they feed off of the negatives, and you know that they do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, honey, good
well,
luck with
I know,
that. You're
I
welcome
know.
To get a hold of us. I've got to wrap it up because I've got other callers.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Good luck with all of that.
Thank you.
Good luck. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, Sissy, I'll grab our next caller. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sue, I had to say hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm still thinking about that.
What's
yeah.
going on, love?
Oh, yeah, no. So just want to ask you a different question. She's okay. She's stable. And I'm asking the Angelico on the other topic. But I have another question. Is that okay? It's not about that.
Sure. Go ahead.
So, like you were saying, I was listening to you. The ethical core. Sometimes we do, like you said, if we are too weak to feel people's energy. Is it good or bad? And man, you're 100% right. Like I can feel you. I hear through the phone. You and the other lady and Sue. They both are very gifted.
Yeah.
So I feel it. And people say that they want to be calling. But the question is that. So I know I asked you about certain people, but that was because I had to resolve situations, not because I was interest. But I do like someone, really like someone, right? And I suddenly, please explain to me. I'm not doing anything. His name pops in my mind. His face pops in my mind. I know that he prays a lot. And I know I'm going to go back over there where he was just to say hello, just to see. Because I remember that it was going to progress, but I had to leave to go to another job. It was far
yeah.
away. But I'm coming. But I'm glad it happened because without income, I was able to sustain. And anyway, to make sure short, like I'm specific.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, I like that guy. I like that guy. Do you see us maybe being friends? Like he's going to contact me later? Because I feel him more now than I did before.
Yeah. Well, have you thought of contacting him? I'm just curious. Have you because I know there's a lot of things that are happening that are have been going
yeah.
on. And that's something, you know, you and I talk about off air.
Yes.
But so a lot of things have been in the way and, you know, managing your time has been difficult, right? It's been pretty difficult
yes,
to manage time. Let me ask you this. Is it easing up at all as far as what's needed from you with the other situation? Is that easing up?
Yes, I had a vision through Metatron, and I did see the other one. And it's stable. It's stable right now.
Yeah,
But okay. But I am.
We can talk. You know, we can talk later, honey. You know, if you want, we can kind of talk later. But for that particular situation, I was just wondering if your time is being managed a little bit better, because that's what that feels like to me. If you can manage time a little better, and do something for you, you know, that can evolve. But don't be afraid to. Don't sit around and wait for someone to contact you. You can contact them too. I mean, it works both ways, you know?
That's true.
So it's just a hello, you know, hello, how are you? It's been a while. Like, you know, when you stop talking to someone, they may get that impression you're not interested either. So that's my sense of
it.
But and you've been very busy, you know, you've been very busy.
Yeah,
so.
I'm loaded with stuff and it's like suddenly I'm like so busy and suddenly he comes to my mind and I've got a lot of things to handle. The situation that's going to be a big one. It's going to go to a whole transformation. But
yeah.
I don't want to lose this gentleman. I'm very picky and he's very different.
Well,
I won't be tired, but not like every single day, you know.
Well, you know, maybe Anne has something to say. Maybe she could chime
Thank
in. Here. What are you
okay.
feeling, Sissy, for Melissa?
Hi, ladies, and hi, Melissa. I actually my vision is two people walking in circles, thinking of each other, but saying to self, okay, but it feels awkward if I'm going to be the one who make the connection.
Yeah.
Now time has gone by and, you know, busy and, you know, it's a very common situation, but it's usually how things end up sometimes. So, you know what? Follow your gut feeling. And if you don't feel 100% for connecting, don't do that. But don't hesitate to do it. There are many people, I talk to so many people, and most people actually say, you know, I don't want to be the one making the contact. So they ask me, if I don't make the contact, when is it going to happen? And I feel the same for you. So it's going to happen, but it's going to take way longer time. So it depends a little bit if you feel that strong urge, because you are very sensitive and you are very spiritual, follow that guidance and go ahead. You think about him quite a lot, right? So you have that wonderful connection. I don't know if that makes sense.
What's the last thing you said? It wasn't very clear.
It wasn't very clear?
The last thing you said to me.
The last thing I said. What did I say last? Sissy, help me out.
Yeah.
I forgot what I said.
Said
sorry.
Okay. All right. Anne said you have that wonderful spiritual side, basically, and you have that wonderful connection with this person. Okay. So she's just affirming your beautiful spiritual side, as well as this person, you know, having that connection. You do have that connection, but don't wait. Like, don't wait. You know, I'm thinking he might be thinking the same thing, you know?
Yes,
so
exactly.
Somebody's got to make a move, you know?
You're right.
You know, you got to make a move. You're playing a game of chess and no one's moving. Like, someone's got to move here, you know, or checkers, doesn't matter. Someone's got to make the first move. Make a move. See what happens. The worst that can happen is you end up being friends, okay? But you don't know unless you make a move. Kind of where I see it, you know?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead, honey.
So this is a good question here. He still has interest in me then?
Stop overthinking.
Yes.
Just make a move. When you overthink something, it prevents you from moving forward. Just breathe. Send a text, which is just a hello, how are you? Haven't talked in a while. As simple as that. someone's got to make the first move. Okay? It's not that hard. It's not that hard. It really is.
I know. I'm making it hard.
You're making it to something. It doesn't need to be. You know, you need to get out of your own head here because that's what it feels like to me. You're stuck in your own mind.
Ladies, I'm getting something here because, Melissa, many times we complicate things for ourselves, just as Sue says, because you are thinking a lot of things. You don't need to tell him everything you're thinking right now, okay? Just simplify it. Just say, as Sue says, something in the lines of hello, a long time no see, whatever it is. If it has a little bit a stain of humor, it's great because it's going to easing up any tension, right? Clearing the way.
Agreed. So get off your butt and just make the text. Do the text. The worst thing that can happen is you hit send and you don't get a reply. Okay? Then you know.
Yeah.
Okay? But you don't know unless you do something.
Well, can I ask you a quick question? You know me. You got it. What about, like, if I send a text and he's thinking about me and he doesn't, like, reply? Is it because he wants to see me in person better?
Again, girl, you are overthinking this. Stop overthinking it. Now you're going into the future here. Don't go into the future. It's the moment. You know, you got to be present in the moment. You're going way out into the future. That's when you become your own worst enemy when you do that. Don't do that. Don't go into the future. Go into the now. You haven't even gotten to that part yet. Get into the now. Then come back to me with questions.
You know me.
Girl.
You know.
I got to catch. Look. Go ahead, Sissy. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say something very fast here. You know, we know the past, but the past is gone. It can't repeat itself unless we bring it back. We invite it, right? We have this present moment. We don't know what the future is going to be. We can read the energies for a certain time, right? But there's no guarantee that's going to turn out. So what we have is this moment. And if we worry about the future and start to develop a lot of thoughts that are not constructive, so to speak, or not bringing us something good, then we create some road bumps for ourselves. Right?
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yep. Yeah. Mm. So get off your butt and go do it, and I will talk to you a little bit later. How's that? We'll catch up a little
That's
bit
wonderful.
Later.
That's wonderful. An honor. Look at those leaves. So go talk. And you're 100% right.
Yeah.
Don't believe me. Just make a move.
Yeah. Okay. Do it, all right?
I will see you. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're great, Melissa.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Melissa. We love
you. We'll talk soon.
You know that.
Thank you, yes.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that's too funny, Sissy.
Yeah. But, you know, it's a human thing. Many people do the same thing. And many people, you know, I talk with so many, I don't know how many people every week. Many say, no, I don't want to be the one reaching out. Okay, so you don't want to be that because you don't want to kind of give that hand or finger, whatever you can call it. But that means also that you're going to have to wait for an answer probably if you're going to wait for someone else. We can never make someone else do what we want, right? Sometimes we need to take action.
Right.
We do.
Right. And this, my sense here on this is that this person, you know, fell into the background and it wasn't intentional. It seems like it's all a matter of just everyone kind of going to their prospective corners. And it wasn't anything bad, right? It's just everyone, one went to their space and the other went to their space. And then it just kind of dropped off. But it doesn't feel bad, you know?
It doesn't feel bad at all.
Do something about it. Yeah, just do something about it. That'll kind of take care of itself. That's how I see it.
I heard every kind of I call it excuse because it's
yeah.
kind of handy and it makes it easy to understand. No, he's a guy, I'm a woman, I'm not going to do
yeah.
that. One excuse.
Uh-huh.
I was the last one reaching out, so I'm not going to do it again. Now it's on the other on the other side.
Yeah.
There are so many, you know, excuses. But, you know, all of these excuses are coming from our perception of how am I going to do this?
Yeah.
So if we step out of that, follow our gut feeling, then we will know because our gut feeling is going to tell us, okay, I need to know. I want to
yeah.
know this. It's important
mm-hmm.
to me. I'm going to reach out.
Right. Sometimes it's not as difficult as people tend to make it. You know, getting stuck in your own head and projecting or predicting the outcome of something. And if it's, you know, what if it's this or what if it's that or what if, you know, we've been talking for a month and then this. No, that, you know, when you do that, you set yourself up for failure automatically. You know, you're automatically
yes.
doing that, you know, rather than, you know, we talk about the show today as an example, right? It's about the etheric. And in that same context, it's that knowing and understanding that knowing and following through with it, you know, and not
yes.
questioning it. When you start questioning it, that's when you're going to get stuck, you know,
yeah.
and then you're going to have doubt.
And also, we all have an idea because we have been fed with a, like a movie or a film or however, perception. This is how things are, should be done. This is what everyone else is doing. This is how
yeah.
I'm supposed to do. I'm not supposed to show myself vulnerable. But at the
yep.
same time, if we come off as genuine and we just be ourselves, we be bold because most of us are very bold if we let
mm-hmm.
ourselves be.
Yeah.
That's when things are going to be easier.
Yep.
Easy to say, I know.
No, I completely understand, Sissy. Let's just leave it at that.
Yes.
Anyways, well, I think it's probably time we could bring this to its fruition. I don't see any more callers.
Yes. So, end of show announcements then. So on today's show, we started off with talking about how we use our etheric gifts. And that's an interesting topic because it contains, of course, many more things than we had the time to cover here today. But it's very intriguing. And if you didn't listen to the whole show and you called in the middle or something, you can always listen to the replay on scrollsofthesoul.com/past. It's going to be up there once we stop the show. You can also listen from later on in a few hours on YouTube. Search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube and subscribe and like our videos. So we have full past episodes and teasers of upcoming shows. If we didn't get a chance to take your call today, please call into our next show. Our next show will be next Thursday, October 7th, 2021, with Soul Sister Show and host Sue and myself, Anne, discussing soul realignment. Why do we continue coming back? That's interesting, actually. Plus your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air. And you can keep yourself updated on our upcoming shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. So we have made it easy for you. scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming/past/live/Sue/Anne and many other pages as well. So it's very easy. And if you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we do offer personal readings. So you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. We do this actually professionally, so we are good at what we do. We are not kind of saying we are the best and all-knowing eye, but we are good at what we do. And if we didn't have a chance once again here to take your call, please call into our next show. We are going to be back with you next Thursday, October 7th, with Soul Sister Show, discussing soul realignment. Why do we continue coming back here? And Sissy, do you have anything you want to tell our audience before we end the show?
Of course I do. I'd like to thank everyone for calling in and entrusting us with your questions. We honor that and we honor you. So thank you. We really appreciate that you do that. And again, to our listeners around the world, thank you as well. And with that being said, angels watch over you all night long. Sissy?
And I say love, life, peace, and joy to all of you all over the globe. Bye.
Bye.